Hey guys, you're listening to Coming in Hot, the podcast with Kara Lennon.
Yay. I have no idea what you're going to ask me, which is...
Thank you guys so much for tuning into episode 4 of Coming in Hot, the podcast. Can't believe we're already on episode 4. Very, very, very grateful for all the feedback I've gotten so far. It's people have stopped me on the street getting coffee and told me that they listened to it. And I just was so excited and am still so excited to bring you guys guests and stories that you really resonate with. And the whole point of this podcast is to bring you these stories to inspire you to live a more out loud and authentic life. So this week I was super lucky to interview Boston fitness instructor and social media. I want to use the word guru. We use that word a lot in the first 5 minutes of this episode. Maddie Ciccone, better known as Madstads. Sidebar, had zero clue how to pronounce her last name. Pretty legit, but most of you guys know her as Madstads. She is a SoulCycle instructor here in Boston. And like I said, she is also a huge presence on social media, does everything from collaborating with brands to branching out and doing her own events. We talk about what it's like to be a full-time fitness instructor that teaches upwards of 20 classes per week, how that affects her mentally and physically, coping with injuries, to how she balances and sometimes finds unbalance in running a social media account that requires a lot of her attention. We also talk a little bit about how she transitioned from her 9-to-5 glitzy life in LA to living in Boston and not really knowing many people, having to create her tribe of people around her. What I love about Maddie is whether she's your cup of tea or not, and her energy is a lot, but whether she is your cup of tea or not, you are fucking paying attention. Maddie's energy is truly infectious. And I taught a triple before this interview. I did not have the most energy. I was kind of a little concerned of how I was going to be able to navigate through this interview. And the second Maddie walked in the room, her energy just automatically put me in a different space. That's a test to why her classes are so popular and why people connect with her. I think you are really, really going to like this episode. If at the end you like what you hear, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. I've put in the notes, if you don't know already, how to reach Maddie on social media. And please don't forget to connect with me on Instagram, dudes. It's at Kara Lennon, Kara with a K, Lennon with two N's. That's where you can find all the info on the podcast. Enjoy, and I hope you have an excellent weekend.
Okay, welcome, friends.
Hi.
We're here drinking Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee.
I know, I love Dunkin'.
This podcast is now sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you so much. Wait, I forgot to ask you, how do you pronounce your last name?
Ciccone. Probably not what most people think, but it's Ciccone.
Jesus Christ. Okay, guys, welcome to episode 4 or 5. It's 4 or 5. I'm coming in hot, the podcast. We're here today with Maddie Ciccone. I guarantee you zero humans listening to this know how to pronounce your name, aka Mads Tads with two Z's at the ends of Mads and Tads.
Yes.
SoulCycle instructor, yogi.
Yeah, we can call it that.
I would call you a social media guru.
Sure.
I really am into the word guru lately.
I am too.
I like it.
I've always been into that.
And word. Unicorn. Also, I was thinking about starting to ask people. I heard this on a podcast once, and I loved it. I wish I could remember because I would give them kudos.
Yeah.
Of how you would introduce yourself to people. Like, you're like, hi, I'm Maddie. Like, how would you introduce yourself to people?
Like, what kind of room am I walking into? Am I?
Yeah.
I'm usually just like, hey, I'm Maddie.
Actually, I think that you do that. You're like, hi, or you don't even.
Or I just say nothing and I just walk in and I'm just like, maybe that makes me terrible. I'm here.
Do you know me?
I've arrived. Usually there's like a kickball change or something, some sort of dance move involved or like some acrobatics of some sort. It's just like, you know, always extra.
So how many classes have you taught today?
Just one. Wednesday is my easiest day of the week, Monday and Wednesday, because I only teach two.
That's nice.
It's super nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right before we started rolling, Maddie was like, I have some stuff I want to talk about. I was like,
it's going to be good.
I don't even remember really how you and I met, but you're a pretty big force on social media, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like I knew about you before I met you. That's pretty much how it, like, always works, especially I feel like in Boston and, like, the fitness space, everybody kind of stalks everybody and, like, knows where they work, what they do, et cetera. And then you finally meet them in person and you're like, holy shit.
You're like, they're a real human. They don't just have nice Instagram filters.
Like, Candace Peake, I've still never met, and I'm like, you know her. I'm going to fucking run into her, and it's going to be like, boom.
Like, I know everything about you.
I stalk you. I know about your dog, your life.
Both dogs.
You run around tracks on the weekends. So much. I'm so confused by it, because, like, I'd rather, like, die than, like, try to run, like, over another hurdle ever again in my life. Like, no, a literal hurdle on a track.
She's training for a marathon.
Well, then, that makes sense.
That's kind of a lot. So every single person that I have had on is selfishly is like one of my friends only because it's just easier to talk to people. But you're pretty interesting only because you're very, I would say the number one thing that I like think about you, like even when I took your class or whatever, is you say whatever you want to say whenever you want to say it.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to talk about, I was going to start with like start from the beginning, but I kind of want to talk about that first because when I took your class, and I think a lot of people don't realize this, but when I took your class, I was like, I almost feel like I went to a show.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting. I've never heard anybody say that, but it's awesome because that's how it feels to me. You know, my dad's always like, it's so interesting what you do. Your job is like very unique because, you know, some people might look at it like you are just working, you know, 3 hours a day, but they have no idea. And like, we joke because obviously I'm not Beyonce, but it's like showing up and putting that level of physicality of like your play, like you are literally, it's like performing three times a day for an audience. It's like doing a show. It's like doing Broadway. It's very similar to me. And like, that's how serious I take it. It's like, it is a performance. Like,
it's so funny that you say that because I was going to tell you this before you started rolling, but it's actually kind of good that I'm calling the I'm not obviously going to call out who said it, but I was out yesterday and somebody was like, yeah, so like how many times do you teach a week? And I was like, oh, right now, like I'm at like 16 and like the end of June, I'll be at like 19. And they were like, so technically you work like 19 hours a week.
I like literally would have had to walk away and be like, I'm literally going to give you like a 10-second head start to start running because like I may kill you.
So like
I may.
Like, and I just feel like people don't understand. And when I went to your class and like, I would like to think this is how I teach you, but when I went to your classes about you, like, I was like, this is a show. Like, this is so much effort. So how do you balance doing that 2 to 3 times a day and, like, all the other things you do? Because you do a lot of shit.
I go through phases. I feel like I was saying in my class, I don't know, a theme for my week has kind of been like, I sit up on this podium and everybody thinks I have it all together and I have these like beautiful glossy pictures on Instagram and bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. But like behind the scenes, I'm like calling my confidants, like crying, screaming, I work through it. I feel like the same way. I just have a presence, maybe like some would say, I don't think it's necessarily like I'm not faking it, but I kind of always try to.
Yeah, but I feel like you get up there and you know what you have to do because it's your
job. I think that's what it is. It's like there's a shift where you're like, okay, like I have to. Even on my hardest days, I like look out into the, like I say, like the audience. It's so weird. Like I look out at every single rider, and even if there's like the class is so small and I don't want to do it and my body hurts and like everything hurts and I'm like, this is literally the last thing I could ever want to do. I try to find that one person that I'm like, oh my God, I know that they DM'd me and they were saying they went through this breakup and like I have to show up for them. So I always try to be like, okay, let's, it's got to be bigger than you. It's like, has to be.
Do you feel like you were always that way?
I'm definitely, I posted something the other day.
How long have you been teaching?
2 years now.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, relatively.
Well, like, I get what you mean. But like, have you always been this way from the beginning?
That's like tough. I feel like I've always kind of been like a yeser, a huge perfectionist. I feel like a lot of us who do work in fitness have had this same kind of like weird growing up problems slash things have happened to us. Like, it's really similar once you start to talk to people, whatever it is. It's like, oh wow, like that's how I was as a kid, you know. It's like bigger, better, faster, stronger. I want the number one trophy. I have to win the crown. Like, all those things kind of morph into this kind of profession. I feel like it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's very similar. You find people that are like kind of on the same wavelength, yeah, as you.
Yeah, exactly. You're definitely vibrating in the same space for
but,
sure.
But you were in LA, mm-hmm, before you were a SoulCycle instructor.
Yes.
So talk about that a little bit, because I know you've like spoken about it a little bit. So let's
I
kind
like
of
to throw it out.
We've like, gotten little, this. Like, you're like, hey, by the way. Like, I used to go to like, I mean, I Coachella will, and like die.
I used to always, and sometimes it's like my ego will rear up in occasions, because I feel like sometimes it happens like in Boston, or like I'll be somewhere and like, you know, someone older or someone that's like a businesswoman or some shit, or just somebody like in general, like pisses me off because I feel like they're patronizing me or like looking down on me. And I'm like, bitch, I used to manage assets that you could not even touch. And then I have to tell myself like, no, like not every single person knows every detail or every part of your story. So just like meet them where they are and like just chill, Maddie. But like sometimes your ego, it rages in me because I'm like, you have no idea. Like I'm not just some like fitness instructor.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's so much more depth there, but like, how could they know? And it's like, you just have to kind of be like, pray for them.
So what were you doing in LA before you were, slash like, kind of tell how you got into like, okay, where you are now.
So went to school. I grew up in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. I went to high school in
have
East
you
Greenwich.
Ever had an awful waffle?
Hell yeah, I have. Oreo every day.
My mom is from Rhode Island.
Oh my God, Newport Creamery.
She's like, shit. Oh my God.
Sponsored by Newport Creamery. Hashtag
this
ad.
This podcast is sponsored by Newport Creamery.
Hashtag sponsored. So I grew up there. And for some reason, I always wanted to go to Vanderbilt. I just like bled gold and black for no reason. It was like, you know, Blair Waldorf in Gossip Girl. She's like, I have to go to Yale. It's like, why? It's like, I get it. Like, it's an Ivy. But like, I just wanted to go to Vanderbilt for whatever reason. My dance teacher went to school in Nashville, and she was like, hey, I went to Belmont. So I got waitlisted at Vanderbilt. I was like miserable, so sad for no reason. Again, like this was like contrived in my mind. I went to Belmont University in Nashville, which I majored in entertainment and music business. So it was like perfect. I never transferred to Vandy. My dean was actually Mark Volman, who was in, I believe it's like the Turtles. And I can't remember their hit song. We'll find it later.
Yeah,
but
100%.
It's huge. So once you have like a dean that's you're literally talking to someone that's been there to the moon and back in terms of entertainment, whatever. I stayed and it was great. And I took amazing classes with amazing professors that we flew people in from LA, from all over, who like had real experience in all the things I wanted to do. Fast forward. Senior year college, I took off my second semester and I got an internship with the Ellen DeGeneres Show. So that's kind of where, that's like what pushed me to go to LA. Cause I was like, I'm going. I was always like, I'm gonna do Belmont West. That's what we called it at the time. We might still have to check that, but I don't even know. So yeah, Belmont's, I don't even know if I could get into Belmont now, but well, let me
Ellen know. DeGeneres.
Yeah. So I interned at Ellen and I did an array of things. I ran some of the social media. That's probably where like my like little unbeknownst to me savviness started. I worked in the wardrobe department. We kind of got like moved all around. And I was just like, I want to be in LA. I'm, you know, you go to LA and your eyes like twinkle and you're like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is it. I'm going to be a star. Like, everything's going to be amazing. Yeah. And then, you know, for years and years, you know, from there I bounced around. Like, I did a bunch of music videos. I grew up as a dancer, so that came easy. I did some commercial work. Then I worked as an executive assistant for a while to an array of people. And that kind of all brought me into like PR, marketing, advertising. I was always in that field. Then I grew to project manager, working at another ad agency. And then I just feel like the ad agency world, when your account's not doing well or whatever, you get let go. And I got let go so many times, and I'd call my dad crying and crying. And like, I had to hit my head so many times. And my friends were like, Maddie, you get up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. You work like a 16-hour day, and then you go again after. Like, clearly that's your passion. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, you know, I don't know.
What are you doing? You know?
Yeah. This is like the Judy Blume version. This is like the short version.
No, it's good.
So I finally just decided, okay, I was like, whatever. I was working at this ad agency at the time. I'm not going to name any names because I'm sure I could throw like 100 people under the bus, and I like don't
want
to.
One of my like things was like, you want to name drop?
Shit. No, I would love to name drop, but I feel like I get like 1,000 calls. And I signed so many NDAs in my life. Like, I would just like
have you?
So much trouble. Yes. Yes. So many NDAs.
I just got given one. I was like,
I can't. No. I feel like I've talked to Sarah, you know, my roommate, Sarah Gaines. I still call her my roommate, even though she's not living with me, but she's forever going to be my roommate.
You said that when you walked in, and I was like,
she's not your roommate, but she is. She will forever be my roommate. I was telling her the other day, like, I really want to write. I'm going to write a book.
You
I
have
keep
to.
Saying it. I'm going to write a book, but I feel like it needs to be a ghostwrite, because
yes,
I feel like if I
does anybody do that anymore?
Yeah, like White Girl Problems was like the last book that really did it. I feel you like Babe Walker. But because I feel like so much of the stuff, like conversations I had at Sundance, like all the places I went, like Coachella, like it's all very blurred and wild and together. And yeah, I want to tell it, but I cannot. So I mean, and once in a while, like you were saying, like, you'll be in my class and I'll spit something out and someone's like, what?
You'll be like, one time when I was, what do you always say? You're like, I went to Maddie's best. One of the best rides I've ever been to. I went to her rave ride, and she was like, "We're going to the Sahara tent," and she's like, has like tribal shit, yeah, and she's just like yelling. Like, she's like, "You guys ever been in the Sahara tent?" She's like, "In
I
it."
I always yell like in my rides, like CO2 cans blasting confetti, boom, 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 and everybody's like, "What is this?" But yeah, that's how my raves are, like the Sahara tent at Coachella. Specifically.
Okay, so you're in LA just crushing it, and then you get.
So I was working
fired.
A regular job. And before I got let go from my last job, I had been doing my yoga teacher training Thursday night, Friday night, and all weekend. So I was like,
which you don't talk about.
I know. I'm so bad with it. I really, it's like my 2018, 2019 project is to get back into my like yogi ways. My yogi ways. Which is going to happen. So stay tuned on that. But
stay tuned to see if that stay tuned pulls that. Through.
But so I was working so hard all week and then taking all my extra time to get this yoga certification. It just like totally flipped the way I was. I like went 180 days without drinking. I had this whole like thing. I had this whole like thing. This like higher, I don't even know what to call it.
Yeah, yeah,
spiritual
yeah, yeah, yeah.
awakening.
Experience.
Spiritual awakening. And, you know, I read a bunch of Gabby Bernstein books. I was going to, like, Christine Hassler's house in L.A. and, like, getting with these, like, awesome tribes and, like, groups and, like, the people I would call my gurus. And I was going to, like, Bhakti Yoga Shala on Monday nights and doing, like, chanting and shit. And I got, like, very into it. And then from there, like, I got laid off from the last job. And I was like, okay, so I have this yoga certification. I have all this qualifications. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to figure it out. And I was like, I really like Soul Cycle. I was obsessed with Angela Davis. She's a teacher in West Hollywood. I know.
I just can't. Every time she puts up an Instagram video, I like, just want to like play it over and over.
Be cooler.
And over.
Just try to be cooler.
She's like in the car and she's like, hey guys, this thought just came to me. I'm like, what? You're like Jesus.
Yeah, she's like actually, like there is like a thread of like
I mean, she's got like, she's like special.
Yeah, so I mean, it was a long process. I went on a round of interviews. I like almost got hired as a manager.
Because you worked for them, though, I thought.
Yeah. So I worked as an assistant studio manager. I started in West Hollywood. And I worked there for a little while. I like the timeline's really tough. And then I got the opportunity to open a new studio. At the time, it was Culver City. It was also the West Coast headquarters. So I got to work there as a manager for a while. And then I was just riding up on podium for a bunch of the master, senior master instructors. And people kind of kept chirping. I have this like rule, like if you hear something so many times or in so many different places, it's like, okay, I have to honor what is being said to me. And so many people were like, you're so great up there. Like, why don't you try to do this? Why don't you try to do this? And I was like, ah, they probably say that to everybody. But after hearing it so many times, I was like, all right, I feel like I owe it to the whatever you believe in, universe, higher power, whatever, to like go after this. And yeah, I think it'd be great. And I love it. But like all things we love, you have that like, oh my God, fear is my navigation compass. Like I'm so scared. But like really, that's where you should be heading towards. So I auditioned. I got through. I went through training in New York. I remember specifically having the call with SoulCycle Corporate, several different people. And they were like, okay, if you go into this program, we don't have room for you in LA. And it's so funny because I scraped and fought like tooth and nail to stay in LA. Like tooth and nail. I was like, I am not going to leave LA. And in one instant, I was like, peace. In 9 days, I had to be in New York. Like pushed my like beautiful, shabby chic furniture to the side of the road as I'm watching it literally in 5 minutes just getting picked up. And I'm like, oh, this is happening. And I went to New York. I trained. Going into it, like I said, they were like, you can't go back to LA. And I knew I was probably going to go to a new market or an existing market somewhere else. And so they gave me the option of going to Boston or Houston. And I called my dad and I was like, oh, Houston would be so cool. I'm such a gypsy heart. Like, I can go to a new place. It's the South. I did go to Nashville. And he was like, here's the thing. If you go there and you hate it, you're alone. If you come to Boston, you hate it. You have the friends you grew up with and you have me. And I was like,
yeah. Also me and also Daisy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So my dog and my family. Area. Yeah. So I came to Boston and like kind of the rest is history. Obviously, you know, like you have to carve out your own path and find your place. And I know that I probably sucked when I first started and I had zero following. I think I moved to Boston 2 years ago with maybe like 2,000 to 4,000 followers on Instagram. Like, and I was just I was just like, maybe I'm not going to be the most seasoned instructor or maybe the best in shape or the tallest or the strongest. I went through like all the different things. I was like, but you know what I'm going to kill it at? I was like, this is going to be my thing. Like, this is how I'm going to like reach my masses. And that's kind of worked for me. And it's always kind of been.
PR and all that stuff. Yeah. So it makes sense. So like, I was thinking about you, like when I was like coming up with like whatever, and I was just like, dude, of course she's going to be good at this. She was in fucking PR. Like, she knows what to do and what to say. So, I mean, number one, if you haven't been to her class, I teach at a cycling studio. And I went to her class. And every time she's like, it's Kara from The Spoke. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, I love when other people come to my class.
It's not great. About, like, where people teach. I go because I was like, honestly. And so I've been saying this to a lot of people in fitness recently.
Because of a vibe.
I was like, I was judging people on the internet based on their internet personalities. I'd be like, okay, so this person is this way. And then so I just started going to everybody's classes.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I don't know you. I'm like, I don't have no idea who this person is.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And I went to your class and I was like, holy shit, this girl is on some other drugs nobody has found yet. No, but I mean, it's impressive, but I mean, you've carved out like this niche to where you have like your little following, your squirrels, and your
it's an array of different things depending
many
on
many little miniature animals.
Yeah, all just little things. It started in Chestnut Hill, actually. I used to call it like squirrels. Hill of the Chestnuts.
Yeah, nuts.
Nuts. And then it moved to like squirrels. And then I used to call people kittens.
Yes.
Like my friend Jordan, who runs ponies. The Hoobie app, by the way, the Hoobie guys, Jordan, he used to be like, let's go, little kittens, because I used to call them kittens. And then there's also ponies, and ponies came from when I would talk to my dad on the phone. Well, I used to like always be like, oh, I'm just a podium pony in LA. I'd be like, I'm just a pony. And then the pony thing kind of became funny as well as a thing, because like I would look out at my whole front row at one point in the summer in Chestnut Hill, and it was just like all these cute young like, and their ponytails were on top of their head flipping around, and I was like, it's just literally like a grand champion stable in here, like Briar horses, let's go. Like, So if anybody had those toys, that was two more plugs. So I hope they got that. No.
No. Okay. So, I mean.
Small creatures.
Small little animals. So, I mean, you really have done so much in such a short amount of time. And you talk about social media. I was kind of leave that for last, but we can kind of talk about a little about what you. I asked you, I remember like specifically asking you one time, I'm just like, what, you know, how do you get and focus so much on your social media and stuff and your presence? And I feel like I kind of want you to go into like what your opinion is of it slash, you know, what your strategy is. And you don't have to like give away your secrets and stuff, but it's one of those
really
things
where... big secret. I yell that a lot in class. Like, there is no secret sauce. Like, I wish I could be like, if you do this, this, and this, and this, you will get this. But honestly, for me, and I get really aggravated with social media because there is no off button with it. And I was just talking, my dad's like my best friend. I always refer to him like my dad. But he is like who I call several times a day when I'm like, I'm feeling this way, or like, I need help, or I have to vent. It's like my total soundboard in life. And I was just like, he's like, Maddie, you have to carve out hours for yourself, or else you're going to drive yourself crazy, especially at where you are now, because like you can't be answering. My whole thing is to always answer everybody. Like, I answer every single DM, every single question. Like, I'm always so like, to be honest, up until this point, that's been really beneficial for engagement and growing my following. But at this point, it's starting to become incredibly overwhelming, like to the point where I could do it all day, every day, 24 hours a day if I didn't have to sleep. And so you have to, I think, having healthy boundaries. And I struggle with that. Like, I'm not good at that. And I was just like,
Do you have a day where you don't do it?
Like, I try to make my day off, and you have Fridays off too. Fridays are like our sacred day. Our day of like,
like the day has come.
I know. And I've been so bad about it because like I'll go to the beach and I'll still like kind of be on it. But the best was I went to Singing Beach. I don't even know how you get there from here. I just like took the GPS. It's north or something. It's north of Boston. I'm sorry. If you live in Boston, you're like, oh my God, she's.
Everyone here is like.
Literally what? So unintelligent. I went there one day and there was no service, and it was like I was like, well, I'm here. And I walked so far down the beach to get like away from everybody, and then there was no service, and I was like, this is it.
It's awesome.
Like, no one can touch me. Yeah. And that was like one day, and it was great. And I always joke, like, I really do need to go to like a deserted island and put my phone away and just.
I mean, it's addicting.
It is.
Because you get gratification from it.
Instantly.
That's what everybody wants. They want instant gratification.
Yeah,
but
totally.
It's like, and it's hard. So like, you know, what you do for work is a lot of instant gratification too, because you say something and then someone does something.
Yeah.
Or you ask someone something and then they, so it's like, you know, this instant gratification, like how do you shut that off? It's so hard to be like, oh, actually, I'm not going to put this down. You are a little absent and I'm only... talking about this because it kind of leads into something else, but you're a little absent on social media when you got hurt.
Ooh, yeah.
So let's talk about the nature of the job that you do.
Yeah. You know, that's such an interesting insight.
Do you think it's more of a mental thing, or do you think it's more of a physical thing, or do you feel like they're tied?
You know, my back's been a little bit of a saga the past 2 months, and we haven't really been able to figure out what exactly is wrong. And obviously everybody's giving me different opinions and whatever, and I'm like, but everybody's body is different. So I went out for Patriots cheerleading in the month of March, which was like super aggressive. I was probably teaching like 20 classes a week and going to Barry's and lifting and going to the dance complex and like renting space at night and practicing over and over and over and over again. Like,
I wasn't going to talk about that.
I went into it. I went there. And like, I'm turning 30 this year. So I was throwing calypsos and jumps and all this stuff that like my body hasn't done in years. And I was like, screw it. I'm in the best shape. I can do it all. And like, it's that whole like, I'm made of Teflon and nothing can freaking take me out of the game. And, I've been listening to so many books, podcasts, and like blah, blah, blah. And I hear it over and over again. I bang my head against it. It's like, if you do not listen to your body, it is going to take you out of the game in some way. If you are overstressed, overworked, whatever you are overdoing in your life, it's going to manifest in your body, whether that's you get insomnia, whether that's you hurt your back. Like, I truly believe that it will come literally out through your body some way. And I think that's what happened. It's like, so I've been dealing with this back injury a little bit. And, you know, I struggled with, because like, I just was miserable. And I was like, what am I going to say on here? Like, I'm okay, guys, I'm in so much fucking pain. I don't want to teach you. Literally, the last thing I want to do is walk in that room when I literally feel like I have nothing to offer. And there were some days where I felt so empowered and like, okay, like I can talk to this through this. Like I can be like a vessel to put this out there and help others through whatever they're going through. But then there were days where it was like, literally, to be quite frank, like I do not give a fuck because I feel like shit.
I feel like you called me when I had like posted something and you called me and you were like, and I literally had just said this to someone this past week. It was like just tough for me. It was just a lot. And I was like, I just don't care about anything.
Yeah.
And so do you feel like that comes from the nature of the fact that we're just like how much energy you put in or the exertion? Because for me, teaching is a lot more mental than it is physical. It really gasses me. It just does. Like I can like just like. I did 3 this morning. I still have 1 more. Like, and I can do it. But my brain is what's being like, you don't want to do it. Like, you want to take a nap.
That's so interesting.
You want to go to sleep. So for, I always ask people that because I've been struggling with that so much recently where I'm like, my body will do it. I'm pretty strong. Like you said, you were just like throwing shit around. Like, you're pretty strong. But like, you know, sometimes my brain is always the one that convinces me of the other way.
I'd probably have to say then that I'm more of the opposite. Like, I feel it very physically, but I also am one of those people that's just like, I'll do it. Like, I've definitely walked in and put my head down and been like, you can fucking do anything. Like, your body can literally do anything. Just close your eyes and it's 45 minutes. Like, just close your eyes. And, like, obviously I snap out of it, but there are definitely moments of, like, oh, okay.
Shut the lights off, you're like.
And I just have to constantly tell myself, like, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. It is not about me. But it's so hard when you are physically in it and you are
doing it
and giving it and saying it and, like, all the things. It's so hard to remember and be like, this is not about me. And you're always snapped out of it in some way. Those will be, and the moments where I feel the shittiest, I swear on all that is holy, those are my most just out of the park classes where someone comes up to me and is crying or has some sort of breakthrough. And in that very moment, I'm like, that's why I fucking do what I do. And it brings me, it's like, thank you, God. It shoots you right back down. And you're like, pfft.
Yeah, you have like a forceful energy. Like I had to, like an energy worker tell me one time that she was like, when you walk in a room, like you change the energy of the room. And when you walk in a room, like you're changing the energy of the room. Like when you walk in here, you know what I mean? But that's why you do what you do, right? Do you have any pre-class rituals? Do you have any?
I'm so bad.
I am too.
Work. And people are like, what do you eat?
People are like, you know, are you?
Vlogs are like, what do you eat in the morning? I'm like, I eat a wrap from Dunkin' Donuts. I wish I could be like, I eat a non-fat vegan egg. Like, whatever it is. Like, I don't even know. Like, I wish I could be that cool girl. But like I was saying, like, I always say, like, I am so messy. And I'm like, we were saying before, like, I feel like I'm authentic and it's taken me so. I think I just got to a point where, like, I was just candidly, I was just like, I just don't give a fuck. Like, I'm so done with caring in the sense of, like, I cannot keep caring about what every single person thinks of me all the time because it is just exhausting. And I don't know when this rock bottom, I call them like rock bottom moment happened for me where I was just like, screw it. From this moment forward, this is how it's going to be. And that's the way it is. And I'm not going to care what people think. That's their opinion and that's on them. And I don't know when I'm still like, I really would love to figure out the pinpoint. And I've sat in it and I've thought about it and I can't find it. But that moment when I do find it, I'm going to be like, aha, because it's.
And that's when you'll write your book.
Right.
You're like, and now I'm ready.
And commence.
Do you have anything that excites you professionally or personally coming up?
Excites me. I'm going to Wanderlust.
So are you next weekend?
Yes.
Telly. That's going to be lit.
So, yeah. So I'm going to Wanderlust.
So it's like getting back to your like yogi?
Yeah.
Are you going to take, are you working?
I'm like a liaison. So,
so
I'm
can in, you take class and stuff?
Yeah. So I
so
can.
So good.
So it's great. And I kind of felt that like fire reignite a few months ago. We did Yoga Gives Back and it was at Gillette Stadium. It was like 1,000 yogis. You raised so much money. I forget what the final number was. And then I did like, so I got to see Shiva Ray, who I've followed in LA and used to do like tribal trance dance on Friday nights with. She's, if you don't know Shiva Ray, Google her, like look her up. She's a guru. And
that's a buzzword right now.
Yeah, guru.
Guru.
She's funny. But she's like an actual legit guru on like levels that are levels and levels. So that kind of ignited the flame again. And I'm super excited about Wanderlust. I've been working with them. Just I'm a wayfarer. So I'm kind of like, I guess, like a hype girl.
That's like
a professional hype girl. It's like what I do all day, every day. I'm just a professional hype girl.
You're like, I am just here to bring the hype.
I was like, got it. Cool. So I'm excited about that. Personal, professional. I'm just trying to do more. It's like I have, okay, I have all this now. It's like when you first start teaching, you're like, okay, who am I? What am I? What's my style? Like, who's my crowd? And you find it and then you build and you build and you build. And you're kind of always just like, okay, what's next? Can I write a book? Can I start writing for blog posts? Like everybody makes a blog. Everybody, I feel like everybody has that. So right now I like kept saying like, what's the next big thing? And who, I mean, if I knew, I'd probably be at Facebook
we would
right
be
now. Like
doing that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Like I'd be like at the Facebook headquarters and they'd be like trying to buy it from me or something, but no. So it's like finding what the next cool big thing is, honestly. And just kind of, I think a lot of it is just keep doing what you're doing and keep doing what you're doing. And all of a sudden, like the doors that you're like, oh my God, that used to be so like closed, locked, 1,000 locks on the side, like we're in a New York apartment. And then like the door swings open. So,
so is there, I mean, you're a pretty public person, but is there anything that you keep private?
My dating life, super private.
Muy close. 10,000 locks. 10,000 locks on the side. I feel like one of the reasons why I get along with you so well is because we just both understand you're like crazy recognized, crazy. You're like, I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But like you definitely have told me like that is one thing that you've kept like super private.
Yeah. I just think, you know, should I even say his name? Is this
no.
like elusive?
We'll keep him very, very under wraps.
So my boyfriend hates social media, like doesn't have social media, works
Same
in fintech, so like doesn't want to be involved in it at all. So although it is a very technical space, it's just like he just hates social media. And once in a while, I'll get him on my Instagram and he has his own hashtag and it's really funny. And but he gets creeped out. He's like, Maddie, I walked into Equinox and like all the front desk staff knew me and people were saying hi to me that I didn't even know. And it was so weird for me because I don't know them.
So that's like important to you to keep it. Like,
yeah.
Private.
And I also think it's been because like everything else is so out in the open. And I've gone back and forth because, you know, you see all those like couples goals pictures and bullshit on Instagram. And I'm sometimes like, Wayne, I want that. But I'm like, do you really? Does that picture of them like lifting each other up in Hawaii really mean they're happy? Probably not. And I'll look at some of like really big influencers and they're both like super big on Instagram. And I'm like, wait, at the end of the day, is this going to like make our kids healthy or make us happy in the long run or like help us when we're 40? Probably not.
I think that's good for people to hear because I think a lot of people feel validation out of that. Like I was talking with Kara Duvall about like feeling validated by things. And it's just like you have to be like so like you're very secure in who you are.
Yeah.
So you just got to like keep that on the.
I mean, I definitely go back and forth, though, where I'm like, oh, but it would be so cool.
OK, I kind of want you to explain and you don't have to if this is your secret sauce, but I kind of want you to explain joyful, loving, fearless.
Okay, so joyful. Oh my God, I love it too. So I don't even really think, I don't even know if I can take full credit. So this was a transformational moment for me. I had a yoga teacher at Equinox so long ago. Her name was Tasha Rain. I don't even know if she's gotten remarried. I saw her. I found her on Instagram somehow. I think she's like had a baby. She got married. But I remember at the end of one of Tasha's classes, she said that. She was like, and I don't know if she says it every class too. And she was like, "Me, you always be joyful, loving, and fearless." And I was like, holy shit. That is it. That's my mantra forever and always. Like in that moment, I remember I was just like, I had such a girl crush on her. I was like, that's it. So, like, I don't know. Tasha, if you're out there and that's your thing, like, shit, you need to copyright that because I
like, you better copyright it because I'm going to do it.
Yeah, or we can both have it and share it because you can all be, I know, like, everybody can be joyful, loving, and fearless. I don't know. It just became my thing, and I say it usually every class. Usually if I don't say it, that's when you know, like, I'm, like, things are really effed for me.
We talked about, like, you know, your presence on social media and, like, your job and stuff and, you know, what's important to you. I feel like the number one like theme around you is just you're like so authentic. Do you have any advice for people that are trying to make the leap and do something that they really give a fuck about, or like people that are just kind of in that in between? Like, what do you feel? And I'm in the in between now. You said you're like struggling. You're never gonna make. You know, it's just like days. Some days are good. Some days are bad. But do you have any advice? You know, what grounds you? Do you have anything that, you know, advice you want to give people?
I mean, I have to always keep myself in check, and I do that a lot with, like, I read a lot, and I don't just, like, read. I, like, study a book when I read it. I'm, like, highlighting it, and I know you've probably seen me play this game.
Oh, my gosh.
Where I open random books. I want to know if I have a book. Oh, my God, I love this.
Oh, my God. If I have a book, we're doing it.
Yes.
You can explain it while I search.
So, I've been a huge fan of Gabby Bernstein for years and years and years. I remember I went to see her at Golden Bridge Yoga during a phase when I was in my yoga teacher training. I think I was like, I was like counting days of sobriety. And I was just doing it because, and I picked 180 because 180 is like a sacred number in yoga in that spiritual world.
You need to read this book that we're going to do this.
I know. I actually haven't read that book.
Have you not?
It's like on my list because I've started it.
One of my writers gave it to me and I.
It hasn't. That one was hard for me to resonate with. But I mean, so right now I'm reading when you were saying like little things. And right now I'm actually listening to. I've never done an Audible. I don't know if I'm going to do it again. When I get a book, I study it. Like almost like it's a book in college, like a textbook.
Oh, what are those things called? What is this thing?
So I love.
That was a Disney movie. That just came right out of my brain.
Came out of nowhere. I love to take little nuggets. I call them like golden nuggets out of like books and things and like just anywhere I tread. And the one I'm listening to Girl Wash Your Face right now. And shit, she's so cool. Her name is, I should know this, Rachel Hollis. And she has a similar story. She was like a PR girl in LA and ran her own I don't know if it was entertainment or if it's like a catering type company. It's something with like parties to the stars. So it's very like, I feel very connected with her. I'm like, yo, like, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, it's Rachel Hollis and it's called Girl Wash Your Girl Wash Your Face. I messed that up.
And you take like little nuggets from like things?
That's where I am right now. I take them all the time. I highlight things. But the one I like, I'm really sitting with right now is you don't think about the challenge before you. You keep your eyes above the waves. So it's like you're never focusing on that big problem or that big thing. You're focusing on like keeping your head above it all. And like, you know, it's I relate a lot to, I always talk about waves and the beach in my classes because I always feel like I'm going to be like a true Malibu girl at heart forever.
I knew Maddie was in the parking lot because she has a sticker.
Yeah, I still have Malibu this Malibu sticker on my car, and I'm so sad because I have to trade my car in September, and I'm going to lose my Malibu sticker. It's like part of my identity. It's a pink Malibu sticker on like my white Jetta. It's like I could not be more basic.
Okay, so this is a book called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer, and it gets a little it's like a little funny, you know, in some points you're kind of like, okay, it's like a little bit preachy, but if you take like the overarching theme,
yeah, so we're always have to just take nuggets.
So we're gonna do, I'll let Maddie explain it, so what you do with books.
So
I'm the same.
I love that. Scratching. So I'm 99.9% sure Gabby Bernstein used to be like, whenever I feel like I need something, I put my hand over a book and I say like, God, what can you do for me right now, universe, whatever, pick your word. And then you open the book, and it's usually on a page that sometimes,
I'm so happy I had a book. Oh yeah, my God. Or else I would just, my like notebook of my notes for my personal training clients, to open it and be like, 7 sets of lunges.
No.
Like,
that's not so it. You put your thing, and then you open it, and you just like are like, okay, like what do I need right now? And sometimes you're just like,
what
okay.
do I need?
So I picked a page. Underlined. Is when you start to explore consciousness instead of form, you realize that your consciousness only appears to be small and limited because you are focusing on small and limited objects.
I heard that and I was like, okay. But it's so true. I get stuck in my own head a lot. And I think everybody that's does. Why I probably like underlined it.
I think everybody does. And if they're telling you they aren't, then they are lying.
Okay, so that was nice. Little advice. I was going to be like, what are your like diet like things, but we're gonna bypass that section.
My diet is like not that great. I really try. I mean, I don't eat like unhealthy.
Yeah, but it's also hard. Also, we just like swung from like one to the other. I brought Maddie munchkins.
Oh, I would definitely want one.
Because secretly, not so secretly, everybody get this. Your fitness instructor likes to eat terrible shit. Okay. And I love munchkins.
Because our body, I think our body just craves.
Your body, craves
like sugar and fast. It's so, like, how fast can it get into your system? Honestly.
Like taking a sugar packet and like opening it.
I like okay. pouring a pixie stick down my mouth.
So we're going to, now I really want a pixie stick. Okay, we're going to do rapid fire round. And
I don't like this. I have anxiety, but let's go.
Okay, my sister, Kelly Lee, I saw her yesterday and she was like, you know, your rapid fire round is not very rapid. And I'm like, that's because I have ADD, Kelly. Have you ever heard of it? I'm sorry. It's not rapid fire. It's just bulletproof, like bullet questions.
All
so,
right, let's go.
What's your spirit animal?
All contrary to popular belief. Everybody, like, I don't know where the unicorn thing came from, but for me, my spirit animal is somewhere, can it be like 3 things? It's like a seal, yes. a fox, and a horse. So kind of a unicorn. Seal, a fox, and a horse.
Seal, a fox, and a horse.
Like, if I had a Patronus in Harry Potter, it would be one of those things. Done. The end. I talk
Excellent.
About Harry Potter too much in my classes.
Excellent
okay,
Harry Potter reference.
Next.
What's your favorite class?
My favorite class? I mean, my rave rides. Those are, that's where my happy place is.
Guys, if you have not taken the
Sahara tent is
If you have not
place.
Taken her rave ride, it is extra, extra lit.
It's also funny because that's like most people's nightmare, but you know, whatever.
Most people's being like, okay, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Describe yourself in 3 words or 2.
3 words? My 3 words, joyful, loving, fearless.
Joyful, loving, fearless, friends. Are you afraid of anything? Speaking of fears.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the dark. Like,
no, you're not.
Yeah, like terrified. I hate.
You
I
put
hate
your flashlight app
the
on?
Dark.
When you,
no,
like,
I don't,
because
I think like if something's in the room and it's gonna get you, you can see it better if you don't like mess with the light. So I also watch like a lot of creepy vampire shows and like I'm really into that type of shit. So like I do it to myself. Like I'm finishing season 5 of The Originals, which is like I've been with this show for years now. Steady, Vampire Diaries, True Blood, all that shit. So like I get terrified of the dark because I don't know what's lurking there. The dark. I'm terrified of the
dark. This is a question I'm going to ask everyone until Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks sponsors this podcast. But what's your preference, Starbies or Dunkies?
I literally would
do terrible things for Dunkin' Donuts.
I love Dunkin'. Mads Tads runs on Dunkin'.
That's the line. Are you a morning person or a night person?
A little of both. I mean, I'm very much a morning person. It's kind of like I'm always like a zing. But I can be a night person too.
Are you a napper? I know the answer
I
is
have
yes.
to nap. I have to. Or, like, I try not to some days, but there's some days where you're just like, I have to. It's like, you have
I
to.
Will die.
And so many people are like, that is ridiculous. Like, you're napping at 12 p.m. on a Wednesday.
You're like, actually, I would nap at 10. Sometimes I've taken a nap at
8. I mean, there have been days where I'm so tired after a class because, like, just my body hurts. My body hurts. And the only way your body can heal is while it is sleeping.
A couple things you never leave the house without. Don't say your phone because, obviously.
That I never leave the
like
house
like, weird little trinkets. Not, like, phone, keys, wallet. Think, like, something, like, you always have on your person.
Maybe sunglasses. I'm, like, kind of a sunglasses girl. Like, I feel weird when I don't have them. They're usually all over the place. Like, I have one in my car, one in my bag, all over the place. My headphones, like that. But, like, all that stuff's, like, kind of, like, whatever. I always leave my house without my wallet now. Like, I never know where that is. And I scream at vendors when they don't have
Welcome
Apple Pay.
Welcome to my life. You're like, do you have Apple Pay? Everyone's like, no. You're like, why? Like,
yeah, why?
Wait.
I growl a lot.
Maddie has a super awesome growl that the first time I took her class, I was like,
but it's not like a low growl. Blah, blah.
Like, she was like, go. I was like,
yeah, you were in a particular class where I yelled some weird ass shit. But like, it's more for me. It's like this high pitched, like evil animal growl. You have to be there to experience it in the actual moment.
That was a really good selling point. If you could only wear one thing every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ugh, a bikini.
What a good fucking answer. What's your
You didn't specify where it would be. So in my head, I was already like in Fiji.
That was really good. What's your go-to drink order? Like
for like a
actual
cocktail?
Drink. Yeah.
Well, when I do, I'd say wine, even though like at turning 30 this year, like I'm done. I'm all set. Like my hangovers are so gnarly. I don't wish them on my worst enemy. Like literally when you don't wish something on your worst enemy, you have to start to like really, really freaking think about it.
Like your worst enemy,
you
wouldn't wish this.
Like, I mean, the girl that like hooked up with your boyfriend in college that you still hate for no reason, but you wish her well. We wish her well.
But like, I hope she's having a good time.
Yeah. Like so I'm a wine girl. I'm, you know.
What's your guilty pleasure? Do you have any guilty pleasures? Doesn't have to be food. It could be anything, but mine's always food because I'm hashtag a fat kid.
I really like jewelry. That's really where I drop a lot of my money if I'm going to drop it. It's never cheap.
Do you have any like go-to like...
Oh my God, my best friend's going to kill me. David Yurman all day. I used to go, I just want a Yurman. My best friend would be like, oh my God, I can't stand you.
You're like, Colleen Lennon likes David Yurman, my mother.
Yeah,
she's
a huge fan.
Must be a Rhode Island thing.
Maybe. It's got to be a roadie girl thing.
It's got to be a roadie
It's got to be. It's got to be. What is a guilty pleasure? I mean, I'm really bad at treating myself to things, honestly. Like, I should get better at that. Like, I'm always like, oh, I can't spend $200 on my body for a massage. And I'm like, yes, bitch, you can.
Like, you really can. Slash should.
Slash right
to.
Now. Go there now.
Slash the Wad Duck.
Oh, yes.
Love that guy.
Love him.
What's the last thing you Googled? Everybody did this.
Oh,
They're
God.
Like,
I don't know.
Can
like,
I pick
I
up
hope
my
it's
phone?
Something super creepy. Do you just type it into Safari? I forgot.
You click the little bar.
Okay.
Drop it down. Now, every single person has looked and like looked at me and been like,
oh, the last when I got back from New York, I was like, I'm convinced that my head is going to explode from the weekend I had. And I was looking up like literally I Googled like, can you die from a headache? And then I got all this like headache medicine. Oh, actually, specifically why alcohol causes headaches.
Why is alcohol cause headaches? Because it's just like terrible. It's just poison
you're basically
into your
poisoning
body.
Your
poison,
body.
Poison.
So that's the end of that.
I was going to say, what's your mantra? But it just keeps coming up over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, that's my thing. I had another one for a while. Actually, I was like reciting in the bathroom last night, or I can't remember because like I was, why was I thinking of it?
I can't remember because like
I was like
in a
doing
blackout.
Something like, okay, I'm going to make this something. I'm always like, we're always creating in what we do. We're always creating, co-creating. Who could I hook up with and like do this and create this? And how do I get in this magazine? Blah, 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 blah. And my one before used to be serve, inspire, receive, sparkle. Those were like four things like to do.
Is there something that most people don't know about you or like a weird talent?
I played saxophone and was in like the marching band my whole life. I could play like almost any instrument that's like a woodwind. I played flute, piccolo. I played oboe for a while in the orchestra.
Maddie's gonna do a live flute ride.
No, I was like really good at saxophone, and I went to a college where literally if you were not a music major, you couldn't get into any of the like small groups jazz things. So I like put it down. Actually, it's a funny story. Till this day, we don't know what I had this sick custom Z Yamaha saxophone. We till this day don't know if it got stolen out of my dad's car because he never used to lock his car. Dad. Or
yeah, dad.
Yeah, dad. Or if someone says they remember someone taking it from a house party we had, like, our last semester senior year. But in my head, I'm like, I know I took it home when I moved. So it's like this big mystery. And like, that's why I don't play. But every now and then I'll be like out at the Beehive or something. And I'm like, yo, if I just grab that, like, could I could
make some magical
but
shit.
I don't know, because it takes like a lot from like your mouth and like your I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
I bet you could.
It'd be so dope.
It'd be extra dope.
It'd be like one of those things where everybody's just like,
whoa. All right. So before Mads does her little sign, or you have you decided whether you want to do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Before she does her little sign off, where can people find you, friend?
You can find me walking the streets of Newbury. I try to avoid like it, actually.
Trolling.
Calm Ave. That's a good one to find me. Boston Common, Charles Street, Beacon Hill.
I meant like on social media, but
I know. You can find me at Mads Tads. That's MADDZTADDZ on Instagram. You can find me on all the other. You can't add me on Facebook. I have too many friends. It's a problem. I'm still trying to talk to them about it.
So many friends. It's like at the maximum.
It is when you're trying to actually like do stuff now. And I'm like, of course. I don't even know.
And people are trying to add you and you're like, oh.
Writers and all sorts of things. And I'm like, okay, I almost want to start over, but it's almost impossible because you have to like link everything now.
Everything has to have
a backup and you're like,
mostly on the grams, just crushing it on the grams, teaches soul in all. Three studios here in the city?
Yeah, there's five.
There's five, but now, you teach at three or four?
I'm at Chestnut Hill, Back Bay, and Beacon Hill.
Sweet. Yeah. All right, so Mads has this really awesome and amazing like little sign-off that she does after her classes. I think you'll be able to do it. But what I really love about this is you do it with no mic.
Oh, I shut off all the music and I turn off.
It's just so like... When you're doing something and like you said, you're performing, it almost like brings you down like you're a human, like at the
end
of
it. Well, yeah, in a class, especially soul. And I mean, I know you can attest to this. I always say this wrong. Bespoke.
Oh, you did it right.
I did it right.
Yeah, you did.
You get people so high. And it's like, I mean, when you're going through life, it's all about energy. So if people are like, and they go out of class, like that's going to be their energy all day. It's going to be like, so it's like, okay, as much as I want you to feel that like crazy high vibe, I want it to also bring back down. So when you walk out, it's more of like a whoo versus a like.
All right, so let's see if you can do it. Mm-hmm.
So I always just, I mean, I have an array of different ways I end the class, just depending on the day and the mood and who's in the room and what people are feeling and how I'm feeling. But I always end it with, may you always be joyful, loving, and above all else, fearless.
Holler, y'all. Holler.
That's it.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Woo!
Yeah, I think she crushed it. We're going to eat the rest of these munchins and just be on with the rest of our days.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening all the way through to episode 4. Just want to personally give a shout out to Maddie for coming in and recording amidst her busy schedule. If you get anything from this episode, it's maybe take the energy that you feel in your everyday life and put it towards something that you truly feel passionate about. Stop worrying so much about what's going to happen and see where it takes you. That's all for this week, guys. Next week, we have not one, but two humans who I know that you're going to love. They are breaking the mold and they are definitely coming in hot. Stay gold, guys.